What would that be called?
Unless it's a silo, I don't know.
That's okay. How about a small bed for a baby? What would you call that?
A cradle.
Yeah, you know, or a.
Or a what? A baby bed. Crib.
Yeah. Now, would you ever use that word with reference to corn?
No.
Corn crib isn't familiar to you at all. All right. How about a building for storing grain?
I don't know. I'm real big on my farm terms.
That's okay. That's important. It's okay. Important that you don't know them as you do. But don't, you know, don't look at these because
I'm not.
I know you're not, but I don't, because I'm interested in knowing how far these, you know, words have fallen out of use in your generation. No, granary or granary is not at all familiar. How about the upper part of the barn?
Roof.
Well, a little second story.
I know it. The loft.
Sure. And a large pile of hay outside would be a
stack. Yeah. Oh, hay stack.
Okay. Do you make any distinction among different kinds?
No, I don't talk about them very much.
Have you ever? That's okay. Have you ever seen your great grandfather or anybody harvest hay?
No.
You ever driven along and seen out in the field a place where they rake it up and
in piles or stacks?
Yeah. Do you call those little things anything in piles?
Just haystacks.
Okay. The little ones that we call haystacks too.
Yeah.
Things like windrows and ricks and so forth.
No.
Okay. How about a shelter for cows?
If they're not in the barn, I don't know. A cow shelter, I guess. I don't know.
Something like a cow barn or a place. Have you ever seen a place alongside the barn where the cows might go walk in to get out from under the rain, but not actually go in the barn? How about a shelter for horses?
No, horse shed.
Yeah, well, if you went out to the
stable,
and a place where cows are staked and penned for milking.
Dairy.
Okay, that.
That's all I know about cows.
Okay, what's a dairy?
Place where they process or get milk from cows
right.
Process.
You don't think of a dairy as a part of the farm, though. I mean, it's
not really. Unless it's a dairy farm, though.
You're thinking of dairy more in the sense of the whole thing is
right.
Dairy. Okay. How about a shelter enclosure for hogs and pigs?
I know the word. I don't know if that was that way.
That's fine. That's the word.
That's the word I've heard.
Word is besides the word you use. Okay, and then the place where the stock are kept outside the barn.
I don't know.
The place where they might graze.
The pasture.
Well, that'd be a large place.
Okay.
It'd be just kind of a smaller penned-in place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you ever seen cotton? Harvested.
Right.
What do they call it? You know what they call it when they go?
Bales.
Yeah, but this is while when they're cultivating the cotton, they go down the rows with a hoe and go around the
cotton. Chop.
That's right. You know what does that mean?
I don't know, yeah. Taking the cotton off the plant. I don't know.
Yeah, you think that's a new
thing? I don't know what it is.
That's all right. That's okay. Then name some different kinds of weeds that you're.
Crabgrass.
Okay, that's
not
anything else.
No, I couldn't.
Okay, and then a large place where you plant a crop would be called a
field.
How about something a little smaller?
Plot.
Okay, how about a patch?
Patch.
Mm-hmm. How would you distinguish a patch from, in your mind, a patch and a field?
A patch would be just like a small garden, or a small place for planting a field would be an acre, so.
Okay. And then, now name some different kinds of fencing in town and in the country.
Aluminum fencing, steel fencing, wooden, redwood fencing. And then in the country, the old cross fencing, sort of the droopy looking fencing.
What are they called?